The 2012 presidential election is just a few months away, and voters will be asked to make a critical decision. Several pressing issues will be key to winning the hearts and minds of Americans, including the foreign policy decisions of President Obama. Since his election, the president continued NATO military operations in Afghanistan, expanded unmanned drone strikes to six countries, and expanded the practice of extraordinary rendition. But will the president's continuation of these Bush-era policies impact votes from his base? Melvin Goodman is a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy. He says the upcoming election will be about more than just Obama's foreign policy decisions.
I don't think it will be a major factor in the election. I think economics will dominate the election and the track record that Obama has accumulated. But I think for a popular electorate, winding down the war in Iraq and beginning the winding down process in Afghanistan and his aggressive policy toward al-Qaeda and toward terrorism in general will help him over the long run.
For the most part, policy experts on the left see Obama's foreign policies as far preferable to former President George W. Bush. Brian Katulis is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He says Obama's policies are more effective at combating terrorism.
When you compare it to, say, 5 or 6 years ago, when the United States was invading and occupying countries like Iraq, and then getting stuck in very costly ventures, and then also not actually dealing with the terrorist threats that attacked us on 9/11, I think most Americans sensibly understand that what we have had under President Obama over the last 3 years is a much more focused, a much more effective counterterrorism approach than we had under the Bush administration.
A recent story in the New York Times details how Obama is involved in selecting terrorists to be killed. Katula says the president's involvement is keeping Americans safe.
There is this list of individuals that are targeted by the United States, and I think the president demonstrated that he's not just delegated this in some ways that previous commanders-in-chief have just said, well, I'm just going to listen to the generals. The president himself has made sure that he himself is involved in the overall operation and decision-making in this very sensitive process. But I think it's a process that, on balance, has helped keep Americans safe and has done it in a much more effective way than we saw in the 8 years after 9/11.
However, not every supporter is behind Obama's actions. Critics label this as a presidential kill list and ask how a president with the Nobel Peace Prize can have such a list. Goodman disagrees with the president's military involvement.
To many of us who support Obama, certainly I was a supporter and continue to support Obama, there's been a lot of disappointment over his willingness to use military power, the way he's catered to the interests of the Pentagon, the idea that he can control the use of power by being the filter in the White House to determine who should be on the list for drone attacks, when what we're really seeing is the expansion of militarism.
One of President Obama's promises in the 2008 campaign was to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. To date, the facility is still open, although the president says torture techniques are no longer being used. Goodman says this should caution supporters.
A liberal should be more concerned. Remember, Obama said he was going to close Guantanamo, and he hasn't. Now, granted, he's run into tremendous congressional reaction and opposition to that, but I don't think Obama has worked very hard in that direction.
Some supporters of the president refrain from criticizing his decisions. Katula says Obama's base is content because the policies are successful.
The lack of outcry under Obama from the left is largely a function of the fact that the program's working. It's making Americans safe. We're not wasting U.S. taxpayer dollars like the Bush administration did. And I think that outcry that we heard and those criticisms under the Bush administration wasn't only coming from the left. It was coming from people in President Bush's own party who were starting to split with him.
Yet others would like to see the president held accountable for his actions. Goodman says Obama is getting a free ride from the people on the left.
Just as we scrutinize George Bush and Dick Cheney and David Addington and John Yoo, I think we have to scrutinize very carefully the actions of Barack Obama and John Brennan, who's become sort of a czar for counterterrorism policy. And I think to this degree, Obama has gotten a free ride from the liberal community, certainly far different from the opposition that George Bush faced.
A recent Washington Post ABC poll shows mixed support for the president's foreign policy decisions, as 48% of Americans approve of his performance, while 46% disapprove. The numbers suggest America is just as divided on the issue as it is on other critical matters. This is Adam Albrecht of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.